until they get some of the degree.
Yeah.
Thank you. Services. may have reduced emissions of across programs. Even with the new training charters, we think zero is important to increase paper and processes. We believe that EDM will improve property management, make it data enhancements, network management solutions to provide better continuity operations, and the combination of options in the anchors that will get next year as best one. Now, we have only a couple of similar applications that are over 45 days, and this process is not as 3.5 days. And there is a direction with the CMS facilities for Medicare and Medicaid services, and FMS with the Symphony Nutrition Services, after the facility. Another item that requires immediate attention and focus was the American Psychiatric Institute. ACI will build the trial of more than 250 days of medical attention, but this was an easy request to operate in the hospital. And the primary psychiatric office for the state is from the environment situation. So many of the procedures to provide management consultants in the facility have to be brought over for the attention. The transition to ABM over this debate was not an easy one, but the fantastic efforts by staff and all community members participating in the newly formed governance board and committed by them to improve the level of care provided. I'm currently saying that right now, even in this pandemic, we have available census of 60 patients, but from the level of community. ABI has also worked through an 18 points of direction, including CMS for speeding of determination action. ABI has its community status for school and benefit connection. It's not that they're compliant with state and federal rules. Both of all that, as we all know, COVID-19 and its challenges, we have to take up a tremendous amount of time for the commissioner's office and staff to help in order to help them to respond and deal with the challenges of the pandemic. I will bring this up as it's going to be another one that we have in the future. What that does show is the need for more quickly developed research, because along with this, a lot of key changes have to be addressed and added. There are rules of flexibility to be implemented, and there is a tremendous amount of firewall that goes in order to do that. This thing is required a lot of time and attention. Another key challenge is the cost for children's services. This is an addition where the staff work tremendously hard to provide hospital services to care for children and families. But the high turnover of caseworkers makes it difficult when all parties involved. National data proves that high turnover rates and staffing shortages leave a lean staff with insufficient time to conduct the types of home visits necessary to assess children's safety and to make well-supported decisions to ensure safe and stable for the person. As we know, one of the most important factors in achieving time and practice for children and families is consistency and time.
Thank you.
increased scheduled work at the beginning of the day. Scheduled for work at least. Taking the each one of the goals by the bottom of the list under the 16-34. Any of the main improvements in the Medicaid program will actually be added in long-term savings for Alaska. I can put this in perspective, meaning between $35 to $45 million a week for Medicaid check rates. So any incremental improvement will work over time. As opposed to going to the level provider work that's a little more time to change the system for the better. Common work you're doing at the local region basis areas. In Alaska, I think we just focus on individual value based care instead of being one of the lowest state hotel on fee for service. We also have to change some ways to educate the public and chronic health prevention to innovate that into our healthcare delivery. We focus on the primary care, making sure that early employee access is locked in for training and working on long term prevention for healthy lives through not having long term cuts towards the end. But we also have the cost of chronic care is what is driving the Medicaid funding. On slide 10, I'll let the assistant manager run off go into detail on it. But as I say, we hope that this, one of the things, again, is the goal was not to dignify services, but to put the right people in place with the right focus. Essentially, all of the decisions we had talked about previously were to take in place, same volunteer investment, the same leadership, the same staff, the same facility, the same coverage.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Crum, and thank you, Commissioner. But we do have a question for Commissioner Crum.
Thank you, and can you help me? I think it's a good idea. Quite a few questions, and maybe I'll start with a couple of and then give other people a chance to ask a question, but I have a lot of questions about this. This is a really big deal. Our thinking, Commissioner, taking crazy into the issue of the time you're talking to us today. I think that looking for cooking here at the meeting, I'm glad to hear that you're starting to have conversations with stakeholders that are impacted by the nomination of the commissioner. I think that unfortunately, many of these conversations might be just a little bit late from my perspective. Really, the best case scenario for a huge reorganization of the many departments that you guys have.
Some of the reductions,
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm
Thank you.
today. Can you talk a little bit on, I guess, there may be similar issues with regard to Medicaid and that unrelated oversight by ATI? Is there, I'm trying to understand in context, so apologies if I'm misunderstanding, but it sounds like there's a lot related to CMS and Medicaid and the Department of Public Education, but could that also be pretty much the same within an agency and within ATI? But that would also be in the other departments.
Thank you. Looking at the list of
additional conversations with the department on this proposal and particularly the expenses related to it from the standpoint of cost savings that were articulated in today's presentation are not necessarily related to cost savings as a result of this reorganization, but simply transition that could have been experienced within the existing structure. So I really appreciate, I wouldn't say Commissioner, I really appreciate that your time, your passion, and your flexibility in working with us for a telephonic meeting in to the State Commissioner Bob as well as the Interpreter and all of the leadership of the department for participating in the event today in this flexible environment that we find ourselves in. So, with that, I believe that brings us to the end of our time. Thank you so much to the